Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show. I got an interesting DM from a Bert Show listener trying to give me a different perspective on my attitude on the video that we played yesterday of the 22-23-year-old in New York City that was really stressed out and crying on TikTok because this is her like first 9-to-5 job in New York City and nothing seems to be falling into place for her. She's totally stressed out by this new job. She's having a tough time getting on the train. She doesn't have any time for any extracurricular or any fun. And she just really feels like her life is falling apart right now, right? So we listened to that video yesterday. And then I think we got into like this healthy debate because Cassie has a very different attitude about that video than I did. I'm a big fan of grit and paying your dues. And Cassie's like, hold on a second.
I just, for me, like looking back at it, companies generally don't work that way. It used to be you paid your dues because you would invest in the company and they'd invest in you back. And that loyalty for most companies, I think, Bert, honestly, the way you run your business is very different from mega corporations. It isn't there anymore. You're supposed to switch jobs. And I think there's a realization that why am I pouring all my time into working for this company where I have no life of my own? And I'm not saying don't work, and I'm not saying don't give 100% when you work. Like, let me be very clear. If you get paid to do a job, you do it and you do it well. But why am I giving my entire life to this company that does not give a crap about me, is going to lay me off whenever they want, and I have no life, and I'm just making money for somebody else? And so it's a reinvestment in what do I want out of my life? And my job is what funds my life.
Yeah, and I can feel that. And I do, I hate big business. And you know this. We all work together on a couple of different projects. Cassie is part of Pioneer Network, and she's also part of The Bert Show. I hate big business because of that. How, like, I hate running a business as though you're a number, or I hate big businesses that do that. We have a very tight family here. Take a day off. Something's going on in your life. You do what you got to do. I understand that work doesn't have to be first all the time. But I also know that I have hired people that respect that, that they work so hard that it's, I never have to say work harder. You guys are working harder than I am.
And they don't take advantage of the system.
Right. Uh-huh. So this is the DM I got. And believe it or not, I do listen to you guys in DMs. And when you give me something to really chew on, I like chewing on it. So here you go. Listening to your break today about the young woman on TikTok who just started working and realized it sucks. She says to me, you seem to have a deep obsession with paying your dues and grit. I'm a hardworking person who also values independence. However, you seem to value hard work and grit more than you value happiness. When these kinds of conversations come up, and it seems like there's no room for change in our society for you, paying people for internships, working less hours, taking easier paths, always seems to turn you off. I do think you have to learn some lessons through experience, but I don't think you have to sacrifice, capital letters, years of your life in misery to do so. Can't there be a balance without implying these people weak for thinking our societal norms are trash? She says, I don't know, just a thought. I guess what I mean is that you don't have to suffer to be happy and or successful. All right. So what do you guys think about that?
I think there's something to be said because I know that you worked very hard to get to where you are today. When I'm sorry, my voice is giving out today. I know that when you work hard and you had to put in years and years and years of grit, sometimes when you see other people have a little bit of an easier time or get cut a little bit more slack, sometimes it can really rub you the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And I can relate to that because I do feel like I've put in the work, but I can understand I can understand that you want people to experience the same kind of pain for the same kind of success. So I feel like maybe that's why you tend to grab onto the grit a little bit.
I think that says a lot, too, about how people responded to the whole idea of people's student loans getting paid off. And those people who had to pay their student loans was like, no, make them pay. I'm like, why wouldn't you want somebody like, yeah, it would have been nice if they would have done it for us, but they didn't. Why not try to help out a future generation when we have mad inflation right now and, like, you know, very different now than it was when we went to school? So why would you oppose somebody getting their student loans paid off to help give them a leg up? It shouldn't take away from you what somebody else is able to get.
And for me, it's, I think when we look at somebody not having grit or wanting that softer lifestyle, it seems like an opposite, right? So you either have drive and you have the grit, or you're basically just going to phone it in. And I think it's in the middle, right? Like, it's, you don't have to have the grit and rake yourself over the coals, but you can still do a good job and show up 100%. And honestly, it's conversations like this that change what the labor. We have an 8-hour workday because of the workers. People attribute it to Henry Ford. It's because of the workers pushing back, and that's where they came up with the 8-8-8 structure. So it's movements like this that sort of craft the workday and help people evolve into a happier version of themselves.
I think it's kind of like a perspective and attitude thing, because I do agree with what she said at the end, that you don't necessarily have to struggle to be successful, but I do believe that you have to struggle to live. So either way, you're going to struggle. You're going to have hardships. You're going to have hard times, whether you're successful or you're not successful. That's just the way it goes. And everybody's race is different. Some people are going to have to work harder. Some people are not going to have to work so hard. But either way, you're going to go through things, and how you see it is going to determine, like, exactly what you do with the things that you have to go through. That's what I think.
Here's where I disagree with this, you guys, and I'm going to piggyback on something you just said. You don't have to struggle to be successful. I think you do. I really think that you do. Now, it depends on what you want at the end of the day. If you don't want to make a whole bunch of money and you want an easier lifestyle, then you don't have to struggle as much. But it depends on where you want to go. You cannot be what your definition of success
there
is.
There it is.
All right. It's
there
what
it
your definition of success is. My definition of success looks what it is right now. And I had to bust my ass to get there. So all I'm saying is, like, if you want a high level of success, like a Gary Vee or somebody that you might see online, you have to bust your butt. And if you don't get it, you can't blame that on the system. All right. You can't complain that things are expensive. You can't complain that you're working day and night based on where you want to be, what the end goal is. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
No, you summed it up by saying what your definition of success is.
Right.
And I think that determines as far as whether what your struggle is going to be.
I don't think you're not a successful person if you're making $40,000 a year and you got a couple of kids and you are happy. That to me is the only definition of success, is happiness. Mm-hmm. This is my definition of success. And so I had to work harder and pay dues and really bust some ass to get here. But if your definition is different than that, there is nothing wrong with that. That's the only definition of success.
No, I completely agree with you. And, like, for me, my perspective, I think I do both. I think I bust my ass to work hard to get what I want, and in the end, I complain that I had to work so damn hard to get it. Sometimes you do both.
The Burt Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more.
That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.